1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's Talk Radio. This is Your Turn, a live call-in show featuring spirited discussion and debate about issues that matter to the community. Your Turn is sponsored by People's First Community Bank, the best bank in the neighborhood. Stay with us to hear what Northwest Florida thinks. Better yet, call in at 623-1330 and tell us what you think. It's your turn here on 1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's Talk Radio. Now, here's the host of Your Turn.
Good afternoon. My name's Renee Giacchino, and I'm corporate counsel for the Center for Individual Freedom. And you're listening to Your Turn, the program that I've dubbed Meeting Nonsense with Common Sense. To learn more about my organization, please visit our website at www.cfif.org. That stands for the Center for Individual Freedom, where you can sign up for our free Friday lunchtime liberty update. It's delivered in your email box every Friday afternoon. There are commentaries, legal writings, reports on what's going on Capitol Hill, what's going on in the Supreme Court and in some of the appellate courts, and most importantly for the listeners, also what is happening here on Your Turn, because we also will do audio files, audio versions of the interviews that we have that go on. So if you happen to miss a program or if you just want to listen to it again and again and again, you can do that by visiting the website at www.cfif.org. Speaking of listening to it again, again, and again, I'm sure you're going to want to do that with my next interview. Please welcome to Your Turn, Babe Buchanan. Babe Buchanan has spent the past 30 years in politics and was appointed by President Ronald Reagan to be the Treasurer of the United States. I know most of the listeners probably recognize her more from her television work. She's a frequent political commentator on television. In the past, she has worked for CNBC and MSNBC as co-host of Equal Time and for CNN as a political analyst for Inside Politics. Right now, you can catch her on CNN's The Situation Room, where she serves as a political analyst. She is a native of Washington, D.C., and this is the part I love. She lives in Northern Virginia and is the proud mother of three sons. Boy, what a busy woman. Welcome to Your Turn, Babe Buchanan.
Thank you so much, Renee. It's just terrific to be with you.
Well, thank you. We're so happy to have you here with us today. Babe, while we have you right on the line, I always like to try and make an email address available to the listeners if they want to pull up some more information. And I know we'll give it out several times during the interview, but if you got a particular website address that you'd like to steer them to?
Well, I'll be honest. I have a foundation that I'm involved in, the American Cause. That's americancause.org. But I'm also in helping Tom Tancredo in his campaign, and that's Tancredo, that's teamtancredo.org. So I don't know if that's
great. Those
that's
are two different websites.
Of things.
That's perfect. That's what we like to do is steer them. Today we're going to be talking with Babe Buchanan about her brand new book. It's called The Extreme Makeover of Hillary Rodham Clinton. A fantastic book. I mean, this is a book that is eye opening. I mean, I read it cover to cover, actually, on my way back from Wichita, Kansas yesterday. Had a long layover in Dallas, and I was pleased to have it. I don't say that very often when I travel, but it gave me an opportunity to read this book cover to cover. And for the listeners out there, I mean, that, I think, is a true testament of a good book. One you don't want to put down, but also one that you can truly pick up and read cover to cover and remain interested in and do it all in a day. And I did that with your book, Bay, so thanks so much.
Thank you very much for saying that. I even had a Democratic operative tell me, boy, that was an easy read.
It was
thought,
an
okay,
easy
that
read.
Works.
It
I
was
tried to throw a lot of humor in it and you know, to make it compelling and not to hang out on issues and dwell on them too long, but just to let the American people know who this woman is and what she stands for in a way that is as interesting as possible. So I appreciate your saying that.
Well, it was a little awkward carrying it through the airport, I do have to tell you that, because normally most folks who know me and listen to my program would not expect me to be carrying a book that had that the cover picture was of Hillary Rodham Clinton. But anyone that asked, I let them know for sure. You know, this is talking about the extreme makeover of Hillary Rodham Clinton. And can you explain to the listeners, I mean, the folks out there, they're saying, what do you mean the extreme makeover? Tell them a little bit of how you came up with that title when we're talking about, you know, from liberal to what have we got here now?
You know, I do television, as you pointed out, Renee, and in the last couple of years, I keep the questions go along these lines. You know, now that Hillary is a moderate, how is the Republicans going to beat her? Or she's a centrist? Or there's some kind of premise where one must assume, of course, that Hillary is this mainstream candidate. And I thought, well, what the heck's going on here? She's no different than she was before. Her record is completely liberal. What makes her this kind of a centrist figure now? And what I learned as I started looking into it is that there is an enormous effort to, by the Clintonistas, if you like, by this enormous political operation, and the press, of course, is complicit in it, to transform Hillary, to remake her into the mold of somebody that will sell to the American voters, that is somebody that they would be attracted to and consider seriously to be President of the United States. But it is a makeover. It is a reinvention. They have taken a woman from a number of years ago, and they've started molding her both in character, so that it, and when I say mold, they don't really transform her. She's still the same character, but they disguise the true nature of this woman, and they disguise what her real agenda is. And so as to make her attractive, they know that if we really knew who Hillary was, what she stood for, and where she took this country, she would not win the presidency. So that is why we have what is clearly an extreme makeover, and I think I lay that out pretty clearly in the book.
Well, and you shed a lot of light. In fact, I think your first chapter uses that word, you know, shedding the liberal label. But you're talking about her shedding her little liberal label. What you've done in this book is shed the light on what exactly she is doing, what is going on behind the scenes, why we're seeing or witnessing, for folks who are paying attention, this transformation, and will it stick beyond 2008? And I think you draw some very good conclusions, or allow the reader to draw the conclusion, that very likely it won't. And if particularly it won't, if we don't get the media, the you know, and she's a darling of them, if we don't get them to ask the tough questions.
Exactly. It is so important. This great nation is at a turning point. We're facing war. Anything could happen. And this next president has to be somebody whose judgment we can rely on, whose character, even if they're from the left, you know, certain things happen. It doesn't matter if they're Democrats or Republicans. They're going to make certain that that America is kept safe, for instance, one would think. And so we really do need to know what the person's character is, how they would respond under pressure. What is their agenda? Where do they think America should be going, so that we could see where they would be taking us as a nation? And what she projects, I mean, she, for instance, talks about a balanced budget, pay as you go. This administration is so irresponsible, and under the Clinton administration, we had a balanced budget, etc. This woman has voted for increasing government every opportunity she has. The one exception is that awful entitlement bill, that the president proposed for Medicare drugs for Medicare, and it passed. It was $400 billion bill, and it's going up. She said it wasn't big enough, Renee. That's why she voted against it. It wasn't big enough, and it had a particular aspect to it that was involved in the private sector. She wants total government control. She wants no private sector. She wants no choice by the individuals. This is her true agenda. This is what her health care plan was all about. This is what she proposed while she's a U.S. senator. But then we're told that she's a very responsible, fiscally responsible person, and she simply is not.
Well, let me ask you this. You map out in this book, I think, I should say it more explicitly. I mean, you come right out in the book and talk about how intelligent she is. I mean, we are talking about a very intelligent woman. You make an excellent point that she may not necessarily be the best at coming up with her own ideas, but you give her the facts and you give her the data, and she's going to memorize. That's her gift. She has a gift for that. But one of the interesting things that I learned in reading your book that I was not aware of is, and you cite to Donald Lambrow of the Washington Times, and you say that Senator Hillary has led no great legislative offensives, proposed no major original legislative reforms of her own, and seems bereft of any new ideas. Bay, is that intentional, do you think, or just plain stupid? As a senator, I mean, do you think, you know, now we see the transformation of her, the extreme makeover, the title of your book, of Hillary Rodham Clinton. I think it's very likely that there are operatives behind the scenes doing this. Has this been going on ever since she took that Senate seat, and she's been calculating all of this? And is it intentional that she's done none of that?
There's no question it's intentional that she does very, very little, because she doesn't want it to. She has championed no big causes. She is, first of all, she's a follower. She has followed the liberal giants and voted right behind them in every single aspect. She's as good a vote as Kennedy is for the liberal causes. But And it's not just Donald Lombro that pointed out, but later in the book I quote a number of Democrats who make the same observation, that this is a woman that will not champion our causes. She's a superstar in the Senate. She will not propose anything bold and push an agenda. She's behind the scenes, or not even behind the scenes. She's just kind of watching things. When it comes to a vote, she votes that way.
Mm-hmm.
And the only exception, of course, was the war, in which she was very supportive and very outwardly spoke. She spoke very much about and supported this war as an important part of our policy today, and that the American people have to become patient. Very much supported it until it became unpopular. Then she flipped, mm-hmm. and now she voted to basically cut off funding and to put a deadline there. So she flips when it's necessary for her. It's political expedience is driving this woman, and that is why you do not see any bold agendas. But I'll be honest, if they were bold agendas, she would not have come out with them. They would have been developed by someone else, because that is not her strong suit.
Well, and you make that point in the book, Extreme Makeover, particularly going back to, you know, when she was, you know, I like how you refer to her as co-president. When she was co-president and working with Czar...
yes, Ira Meisner.
Right. I can never say his last name correctly. Thank you for doing that. Bay, we have a caller who has a question for you. May I take it? Okay. Go ahead, Mark. It's your turn.
Thank you, and it's an honor to speak with you, Bay.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Listen, I have called national radio shows and tried to bring up some of Hillary's, you know, the FBI files, the
yes.
missing Rose firm, and try to reacquaint people with the things that she's done in the past. And they pointed, last time I called in the Mike Reagan show, I pointed out, look, a 20-year-old female that votes next year, and I point that demographic because they say that the single females will be her strongest suit, was 5 years old in 1993, and it was not politically aware of any of these theatrics that Hillary Clinton has gone through, and that we need to reacquaint people with what she's done. And I also believe that if she's stopped, it'll be women that stop her.
I couldn't agree with you more, to be quite honest, Mark. One of the reasons of the book is to establish what her character is. And so many people, when I talk on, even on, I debated this book this week with liberals, their first response is, oh, that we already know that. She's already been investigated. We know all those things. But we don't, because Americans move on, and she became a senator, and that was for New York to decide. And why would we want to keep reminding people she's a senator? Let her be. But she wants to be president of the United States, and so we have to reestablish for this nation that what is her true character. And if we just say, well, that was part of the past, it's not. Character goes with you. You make decisions and make judgments. You set priorities in your life, and that develops who you really are. And we know who she was. And that's the same person she is today. And I do exactly that in the book. And I don't dwell on it. I just say, look, at this are the decisions she made as a first lady. This isn't some high school kid or college kid. This is the first lady of the United States. And this is a lawyer who's graduated from Yale Law School. And her judgment is awful. She makes terrible calls. She sees herself above the law. She doesn't take any responsibility. She is not limited by the truth or facts. She says what she wants. She just takes no responsibility for what she's done or what she says. Even in her book, which she wrote as a senator, she says all those investigations was a result of mean-spirited right-wingers trying to hold up her husband's agenda.
Mark, listen to what Bay writes in the book, because I think this sums up a lot of what you're saying. And I applaud you, Mark, for trying to call in and
exactly.
re-educate or educate for the first time a lot of the listeners on this issue. Really quickly, I'm going to read this, and then we do have to take a quick break, and we'll come back with more. But Bay writes, some suggest life has been difficult for Hillary, but for the most part, she has brought it upon herself. Somewhere along the way, Hillary decided she was different, that the rules didn't apply to her. She has developed a keen and powerful sense of entitlement, defining hers to be all that she wants. And from that, she takes liberally. Virtues that most of us are constantly striving to perfect in ourselves, honesty and integrity, decency and graciousness, humility and kindness, have no place in Hillary's life. Even the most basic standards of behavior, responsibility, accountability, and respect for the law are dismissed by this woman who aspires to be our president. That's in the chapter called The Character. The book is called The Extreme Makeover of Hillary Rodham Clinton. Mark, if you want to stay on the line, I'll let you continue your question after the short break. Please stay tuned.
I've got to go, Renee.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Thank you very much, Bay. It's great
thank
work.
You,
thank
Mark.
You.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll be right back with Bay Buchanan after this short break. Please stay tuned.
If you're just getting into town and need a place to stay, the Emerald Sands Inn is the place for you. If you're in between homes or need an extended stay, the Emerald Sands Inn can help. They're centrally located next to everything you want or need. Shopping, restaurants, video rentals, auto repair, fitness center, local entertainment, realtors, and places where you can relax. In addition, many schools, churches, recreation areas, and government offices are close by. The Emerald Sands Inn offers an outside pool, conference room, laundromat, vending, and many of the rooms have whirlpool tubs. Whether you need a room for a day or a week, or need an apartment for a month or a year, the Emerald Sands Inn has it all. They also have the best rates in town, so make sure you check with the Emerald Sands first. The friendly hometown staff will make sure you have an enjoyable stay. Make your reservation today by calling 623-3821. Convenient, comfortable, affordable. You'll enjoy your stay at the Emerald Sands Inn.
Beautiful landscaping begins with a trip to R&L Products, the Rock Yard. Transform your yard into a beautiful landscape with decorator stones for gardens and with paver products for sidewalks, driveways, and retaining walls. Select from river rock, red rock, lava, granite, and marble. Choose from both natural and man-made rock products. Two convenient locations in Pensacola at Highway 29 and 9 Mile Road, 479-0712, and in Milton on Stewart Street, 981-9898. For beautiful landscaping tomorrow, visit the Rock Yard today.
Thank you for calling Mail Order Computers. Press 1 if you wish to hold for 2 hours before we drop your call. Press 2 if you wish non-English support.
Excuse me. Better yet, why not hang up now and dial 983-2270 for local service and support at Panther Computers.
Hello, this is Joe Potter of Panther Computers. Let me ask you, can a mail order company or box store give you local service and quick turnaround? If you send them your personal, valuable, cherished files, where will they end up? Or will you see them again? And how long will you be without your computer once it's gone? Panther Computers provides you the best protection for privacy and care of your pictures, financial records, and documents. What's more, you have free use of our in-store computers and internet while we repair your PC. So call 983-2270 or bring your computer to our store in historic downtown Milton, one block west of the courthouse on Highway 90. Call 983-2270, and you too will see that nothing beats a Panther.
Now, back to your turn on 1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's Talk Radio. The phone lines are open, so call in and join the conversation at 623-1330.
Okay, we're talking with Bay Buchanan. She is the author. This is her first book, which I have to compliment her on because I never would have guessed that. We're talking about the book, The Extreme Makeover of Hillary Rodham Clinton. It's a wonderful book. It really will educate all of us before we go to the polls and to start paying attention to this. And, you know, very early on in the book, you talk about how the media has sort of given her a break. And you ask the question, is there justification for the press to toss aside the liberal label that has accurately defined Hillary for the past 40 years and replace it with a more moderate one? Why does she get this big break? I mean, what is it? Is it her relationship with Hollywood? Is it just this continued enamored behavior that the media has with the Clintons? What do you think, Bay?
I think one is, they have that war shop of theirs, and if anybody badmouths Hillary, they're all over you. So the media is easily intimidated, and they're like, you know, before we take on Hillary, we better make certain we, you know, and it's just a lot of work. Secondly, as I talk to my liberal friends, as I debate them on CNN over the years, I would say to them since the last election, is there any chance that we can beat Hillary? Is there any and they say, no, there's none. She's too big. It's a huge operation. They're very heavy-handed. People are afraid to come out against her, so this is going to be they don't see any prayer of a chance. Well, the liberals and the media want the Democrat to win the White House, so clearly they're not going to start beating up and chewing up who appears to be the heir apparent to the nomination. So I think they kind of backed off and kind of said, well, all that other stuff's out there, and now we're going to give her a break. But surely you could see what they did to Giuliani and Romney. They don't give them a break. They say, you did this when you were governor. Now you say this. You did this as mayor. And that's what they should do. That's their job, is to make certain American people see that the people are flipping or flopping or converting or whatever it be, and then let the voters decide if this is somebody they feel they can trust or not. But they don't do it for Hillary, and that's the purpose of the book, is to kind of push them to recognize an irresponsibility here and also to give the American people an opportunity to really see who is behind the mask. Who are we going to get as President of the United States? This is a commander-in-chief, Renee, the commander-in-chief. People are putting down their young, our brave soldiers, putting down their life for somebody who doesn't have the courage to stand up for the simple vote that sent them overseas to put their life down.
Right, right. And you point out, I mean, you know, was it blackmail? Oh, no, what were the two phrases? Was she misled or was she brainwashed?
Yes.
I think is the analogy you used.
Exactly. I mean, she says she was misled. In her own statement, she says the facts of the matter with Saddam Hussein are indisputable. This is a man that could do this again. Our nation is threatened by him. And then she supports the war for 2 years. And then she actually tells a reporter, after all this happens, that and it becomes unpopular war and the anti-war activists are up in arms, she tells a reporter, I never thought the vote was for war. And, you know, the reporter was like, excuse me, let me repeat this.
Yeah.
Did you just say this?
Right.
Because the whole country had a debate going. Everybody seemed to know it. She said, that would be correct. I didn't know. How do you mean you didn't know?
Well, she didn't know that the polls were going to change and there was not going to be support. And if you're looking for a job out there, folks, before 2008, if Hillary's really going to be a candidate, Bay makes the case in here that you ought to become a pollster because she pays awfully close attention. Bay, we have another call for Bill on the line. And Bill, we're talking about the book, as you know, The Extreme Makeover of Hillary Rodham Clinton by Bay Buchanan. In the first half of the book, she answers the question, who is the real Hillary Rodham Clinton and can she be trusted, her word be believed? Bill, go ahead. It's your turn.
No, she can't be trusted. Hey, Ben. Great talking to you, and how's your brother?
Uh-oh, I lost her. That's my fault. We're going to dial her back up real quick.
Oh.
I know. Can you believe it? I forgot to put her on hold, and Stan is dialing her up as quickly as he can. You know, she does make reference to her brother in the book, and two references, I have to say, that she makes. She says, even my brother, Pat Buchanan, added, and she has to put that in parentheses, which I thought was cute. Even my brother, Pat Buchanan, added his thoughts to the development, commenting that Hillary Clinton has spoken out against illegal immigration with a forthrightness that makes Bush sound like a talking head for La Raza. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she talks about in there how the whole chapter, the queen of the amnesties, which is obviously a very hot topic today. As you know, in fact, we're going to have someone come on and talk with us about the whole issue of immigration. Bill, but interestingly, she's got another thing, and maybe you can help me clarify this while we try to get her back on the line. She's got another quote in here that says, prior to the Buchanan-esque outbursts, Hillary's political career was on the straight and narrow to liberal heaven. What do you think she means by that, Bill?
You know, I have no idea. I can't get into her mind. But in case I don't get on with Bay again, maybe you can talk to her some other way. But anyway, as you're talking about her character, it seems to me she's afraid to take a stand on anything. She's fearful of taking a stand because she could possibly be wrong. Do you understand where I'm trying to come from?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's the point that Bay makes very well in this book, is that she is so insecure that because of her insecurities, she's afraid to make a move unless she's got, you know, this whole team in front of her that's already, you know, all the experts have already said this is what they should do. Then she'll say we can do it. And then she's got a team behind her doing damage control and cleaning up and all of that. And so, I mean, you are absolutely right. That is exactly what has happened. And she makes
the
point.
That's the question I want to ask her. If you don't get her on, you'll talk to her some other time.
No, she's back on right now, and I will apologize. I'm going to let Stan handle the board from now on. Bay, I apologize that I lost you.
Yeah, that's okay, Renee. I've been in your spot too many times.
Well, in the interim, we went through some other portions of your book where you mentioned your brother, because Bill has a question for you as it relates to Hillary and whether or not she's afraid to take a stand on anything. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, Bay, I was talking to Renee about her character. If you get deep into it, she has a character flaw. I think she can't take a stand. She doesn't have the fortitude, or you know, I'm to take a stand because she's afraid that it might backfire on her. So that holds her back. Am I making myself...
There's no question that right now, if you look at what she did the other day, she came out and said she was going to vote to allow a bill to cut off the funds to our troops and to put a specific deadline as to when we come out of there. And she was going to
I'm sorry I have to cut in again, but CNN is going to come on whether or not I like it. If you want to stay on the line, we can finish up a couple more minutes when we come back.
Terrific.
Okay.
CNN Radio, I'm Harry Beadle. Looks like President Bush may have won his fight with congressional Democrats over a war funding bill. The Associated Press cites Democrats now as saying they will draw one up that does not pull U.S. troops out of Iraq and does not contain unrelated pork barrel spending. The Senate's debating the immigration deal worked out with the White House last week. Democratic leader Harry Reid calls it a balanced bill.
The bill we debate and eventually pass will give us a chance to strengthen border security, put in place an effective and efficient employer verification system, design a new worker program to take pressure off the borders.
But Republican Jeff Sessions says while he likes some parts of the bill, others are lacking.
It's a bit of window dressing.
Critics call the bill amnesty for illegal behavior. Well, gasoline prices have jumped again. The Federal Energy Information Administration says they now average $3.22 a gallon. This is CNN Radio. The social networking website MySpace.com has now agreed to provide law enforcement with information on registered sex offenders who use the site. Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal says it'll help in the crackdown on child predators.
We want to protect children, and a number of these sex offenders may be violating parole or probation conditions by soliciting children on MySpace.
MySpace initially resisted, citing federal privacy laws, after the data was requested by the attorneys general of 8 different states. Pure political theater, that's what President Bush has to say about the Senate's expected no-confidence vote on Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. But even some Republicans have called for Gonzalez to resign over the firings of 8 U.S. attorneys. It's official. He's been running for several months now, but New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson's actually said he wants the Democratic presidential nomination. This is CNN Radio.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
I need directions. I'm going to Scotch Lane in New Jersey.
Introducing OnStar turn-by-turn navigation. Just press the OnStar button and tell the advisor your destination. The route will be sent to your vehicle, and an automated voice will guide you through every turn.
I'm very excited by this new turn-by-turn feature. It's like having somebody who knows exactly where they live sitting next to me.
Isn't that the coolest thing ever?
Absolutely.
No need to print out driving directions or hassle with a portable GPS device.
Your turn-by-turn navigation will begin.
Can I tell you something? I know how to get there. I just want to use the service.
I don't blame you. Thank you for using OnStar.
Turn-by-turn navigation is the simplest and smartest navigation system, and it's available on many new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles. To learn more, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
Start out going north on Route 10.
Requires ABS and directions and connections plan. Not available in certain areas.
Did you hear? Gulf Breeze News now publishes weekly.
Gulf Breeze News is a locally owned newspaper serving residents of Gulf Breeze, Midway, and Pensacola Beach.
Are you a sports fan? Read Gulf Breeze News to find out more about Gulf Breeze high school teams and follow the Little League action from Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point Sports Associations.
Do you have children? Find out what's happening in your child's elementary, middle, or high school by reading the Gulf Breeze News.
Do you own property or pay taxes in Santa Rosa County? Gulf Breeze News can keep you informed about decisions that affect your pocketbook.
Do you own a business? Small businesses love advertising in Gulf Breeze News because it affordably reaches the area's most desirable demographics in zip codes 32561 and 32563. It makes good business sense to target customers who are likely to buy your product.
Gulf Breeze News readers care about their community, and Gulf Breeze News keeps them informed. If it's happening in Gulf Breeze, it's in the Gulf Breeze News.
Subscribe or advertise today. Call 932-8986.
Thanks for listening to 1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's Talk Radio.
Spend part of your Sunday morning with us. Listen to WEBY for some Christian music, some preaching, some teaching, and the only show dedicated to great Christian music by local Christian artists. It's 7 hours of great Christian programs every Sunday morning from 6 to 1 p.m. It's Sunday in the South on 1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's Talk Radio.
Sunday in the South is sponsored on WEBY every weekend by Two Men in a Truck, Circle W Meats, and by Clark's Lock and Safe.
Now, back to your turn on 1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's Talk Radio. The phone lines are open, so call in and join the conversation at 623-1330.
All right, we're continuing the interview with Bea Buchanan. We're talking about her brand new book. It's called The Extreme Makeover of Hillary Rodham Clinton. And Bill, I'm sorry that we cut you off, and I'm sorry as well to Bea that we cut each of you off. That's me working the dials, which I should never do. But go ahead and finish your question, Bill, if you hadn't had a chance. Nope, I guess Bill did. Okay, Bea, we can get back to then some of my questions. Do I still have you? Okay, good. I'm glad I haven't lost everybody. There was an interesting article that ran last week. It says, A Royal Lesson for Clinton. This was in the Wall Street Journal, and it was talking about the French candidate's loss shows a need to balance gender-based appeal. And they're talking about female candidates, particularly the contest recently in France.
Yes.
And you have an entire chapter devoted to the issue of the gender feminist.
Yes.
As it relates to Hillary Rodham Clinton. And let me just back up with a very preliminary question. Do you think America is ready for a female president?
The right one? Yes.
The right one. Would the right one, after reading your book, the conclusion I draw is no when it comes to Hillary Rodham Clinton. What do you think about Condoleezza Rice? I know she says she's not running, but if they could convince her to, do you think? I know earlier in the interview you said you've talked to a lot of the liberal folks and they claim that she's unbeatable. Hillary is. Could Condi beat her?
And that's why I think I answered in the way to suggest why the media was hands off on this woman, possibly, and really promoting this idea that she's much more of a mainstream in order to help her become a candidate that could win. But I do believe Hillary is beatable. I don't know that Condi could make it through the primary. She's very, very classy, very smart lady. But it's a whole, you know, being in a campaign is a whole lot different than anything Condi's done, and it's a whole different. It calls on a whole lot of different talents, and I don't know if she'd be natural at it or comfortable with it or it's something she'd want to do. And so that's why I don't know that it would be the best choice for her. But the key is, I think with when Barack Obama got into the race, Renee,
mm-hmm.
Look what happened. In short order, this man with a resume that's anything but impressive, but a classy guy, a very liberal but very passionate one, steps in the race and almost closes the gap with the superstar who has this massive operation raising millions of dollars. How did he do that? Because the Democrats know this is something they don't necessarily want. There's a soft underbelly for Hillary, and I think it suggests that she can be beat, maybe not by Barack because he doesn't look like he's prime time ready, although you never know, he has time to get some traction again. But if it's not him, I think he's clearly sent a message over there to Al Gore to say, listen, big guy, if I can't do this, you possibly could. And so I think this primary could be more exciting the next couple months than most of us have anticipated.
I think you're right. Okay, Bill, go ahead. It's your turn.
Okay, Bea, to catch you up, while you were off, Renee brought up a great illustration. Going back to my theory about she doesn't have any character, and she's deathly afraid to take a stand on anything and to make a mistake. She's got her troops in front of her, and she's behind them, and they're going to be the thrust of what she wants to do while she's in the background. And if she does make a mistake, then she's got troops behind her, like Renee said, to pick up the pieces and clean up the place.
And Bill, just so we're very clear on this, Bea, because you weren't on the line, this isn't anything that I've dreamed up. I took this from your book.
Exactly.
So.
I said, my golly, Bill could have written the book. This is exactly what I found is, as smart as she is, she's good at regurgitating. Give her the book and ask her to give all the details. Give her the health care, and she'll know everything about it, all the problems, and she really gets excited about all of this information. But I believe, and no, there's no question in my mind, she follows. She's a follower. She gets the experts to give her the policy, and then she pushes the policy. She does not come up with it. She's very hesitant to come up with her own ideas. She doesn't have vision. This is not something that comes naturally to her. And so she becomes extremely dependent on experts and gurus I talk about in the book, or some type of people that have some specialty that can then encourage her to you know, grab this particular ball of theirs and run with it. But she lacks confidence. She lacks enormous ability to rely on herself and to feel confident about her decisions. And so I agree. If you look at her as a senator, look what she's done. She's been behind the giants in the liberal from the liberal part of her party. She follows. She doesn't propose. She doesn't get out there and champion. And, of course, she doesn't want to make any mistakes, and she wants to blame somebody else. So, obviously, you need somebody in the front.
So we really don't need a person like that to be president of the United States.
Well, the key is, who's going to be the president? Who's going to be the guru? Who's going to be the expert? Who's going to be guiding and directing her? Look what she did after Ira Magazine, or, you know, built the whole policy for health care, and that failed. She ended up attaching herself to a Michael Lerner and talked about the politics of meaning. It was bizarre period of her life, gave speeches that are completely incomprehensible. You know, you cannot understand them. I would put one of the speeches in there. And then when that didn't work and she told friends that he had used her, she talked about writing a new language, and she and Michael were going to produce a new language so we could discuss things calmly with one another. And nutty stuff like that. Then she ended up with a psychic, a new age psychic, Jean Houston, who had her talking to the dead. I mean, this is somebody who just... She needs somebody to reinforce her, to let her know she's special, that she's important. Jean Houston told her she could be the most important woman in the universe.
But, Bay, let me ask you this on the issue of, you know, who's going to be the president. I mean, in the book you write about her, you know, behaving as co-president. You title her as co-president.
Exactly.
Do you think that there are a lot of folks out there who believe that if Hillary actually should win the nomination, should win the presidency, that they're really getting Bill back?
In many regards, without question, because she is so dependent on him. He is one of her gurus. He guides her in the political world. And just consider it. She basically said to him, if you're president, I expect to be co-president. Well, don't you think he expects the same? And isn't that their arrangement? Now, do I think he's going to be worried about domestic affairs? No, but I think he wants a major role in the world stage again. He wants that power back, and she feels confident with his advice. He was successful, and so why not follow him? You know what I mean?
But what's interesting is he was successful, but when we've talked about this on the other show, and you allude to this in the book when you talk about the United Nations and other segments, I mean, did he really do anything from a foreign policy standpoint?
No, I think there was there was some success, I would say, in Ireland. I would say that there's no question that he helped push that agreement, which seems to have lasted somewhat. But on the big picture, no, I think Bosnia was a mistake. I think he was encouraged to do that without question by Hillary. And I don't know. The key is, do we know what their foreign policy is? We're in a time of war. I mean, what is her policy? She's for the war and she's against the war. She's for never, ever giving a deadline, and now she's for a deadline. This is a person that is constantly changing with the times. The pollsters are the ones that are guiding her now. I quite honestly, people say, what do you think she would do in foreign policy? I don't know. I do know that she needs reinforcement. If she's the most powerful woman in the world, she's going to have to make certain people know that's constantly, that she's assured of that. We need somebody confident who has their finger on that button, somebody who doesn't need to prove anything to anybody,
mm-hmm.
who just makes decisions in the best interest of the nation. And I'm concerned that she is not that person, that she needs that reinforcement, and that may be something that drives our foreign policy, which would be just devastating to
All right, Bill, have you got another question?
Yeah, and remember, too, that wasn't she named after Sir Edmund
Hillary? No. You got to read the book. unless you want to disclose the real truth about that as well, Bay, because you do that in the book.
I'll tell you, one of the things I try to do in the book is I try to constantly give her the benefit of the doubt. I noticed this incredibly deep sense of insecurity in her college days, and so I write in the book, look, we all had some problems in college. I don't want to pin this on her for a lifetime problem. So then I moved to her high school, to when she's in the White House, And one of the things I point out is that this is somebody who's a chronic liar. She just lies all the time. It's amazing how many times she'll just look you right in the eye and say, I didn't say that yesterday. And it's, we have it in tape, but she just ignores the facts. And so I say, well, let's say maybe she knew she got herself into a bind in her White House years. So let's see how she is as a U.S. senator. As a U.S. senator, she goes on national television right after 9/11 and tells us that her daughter, Chelsea, is in harm's way that morning, that she was out there jogging and stopped near the towers and heard the planes crash. And, you know, the nation was obviously, those who heard this were, this is a terrible difficulty, that, you know, trauma for this young woman. And they reran the story the next morning and showed how she told this story. It was all made up, you all. It was a completely fabricated. Chelsea told her story about a month later in some editorial that she wrote or some little story that she was asked to write. She was in a friend's apartment by herself. The friend called to turn on the television. She never left the apartment all morning. Why
hey, Bay, one other thing. What about her taking cookies to the migrant workers?
You know, that was in her high school days. She had a social, she had a kind of a social gospel minister in her Methodist church, and who introduced her to all of these things, and she talks about how she babysat those migrant workers. I
that
don't know.
Miles
that's something
away.
A lot of people are raising as, come on, I don't know that could have happened, but he definitely introduced her to that other side of, you know, the Methodist teaching, I'll guarantee you that. And that fellow was run out of the church because he was so liberal, such a Marxist in essence, that he was asked to leave the church. But he did. Don Jones became a close friend of hers and a confidant for the rest of her life.
But, Bay, doesn't it sound like Bill has already read your book?
I mean, I really haven't.
I know, but I know you're going to, and I'm pleased about that, and I'm so proud to have you as a listener, because you sound so I mean, it's like...
He does. He's a student of Hillary's. You know, the key is, once you realize she truly is insecure, a lot of this... Now you understand why it's masked, you know, why this sense of arrogance, this sense of superiority. Where would she have gotten that coming from, you know, middle-class upbringing that she had, this kind of a feeling of entitlement? I truly believe that one of the key traits that she has is this insecurity, and it drives all the else. And it's the way she's handled the insecurity that really does, I think, prohibit her because of the character she's become.
One other thing. How many homeless has she fed on her property?
You know, I just find it amazing that she is seriously being considered to be the commander-in-chief. When I did the book, I just said, no, this can't happen. I mean, this can't. This is not somebody that necessarily I disagree with politically or their philosophy. It's something, as Bill pointed out, she doesn't admit to being a champion on these issues. She hides from it. We don't know which way she'll go. However, when she votes on the far left. She always brings the goods home to the base, makes certain they are as happy as they can be, exception of the war, and the anti-war guys are after her because of it. But she really does lack in integrity and principle and vision, and she wants to be there for one reason. She wants the power. That's mm-hmm. why she wants to be president of the United States, not because she does talk about remolding society. You also be ready for that, too.
Right. Bay, I do have to thank you,
Renee.
Bill. I appreciate your call very much.
Both. I appreciate it.
Thank you,
Bay. I do want to ask you once again, if you can hold. We still have callers on the line who want to talk to you.
Sure.
I promise if you can just give us 10 more minutes.
That's the deal.
And then I know we've already gone over the half hour you promised, and I appreciate that. All right, we're going to come back and talk again just for 10 more minutes. So I'm just going to take the next couple of calls. We're talking with Bay Buchanan, the author of the brand new book called The Extreme Makeover of Hillary Rodham Clinton. If we can't get to your question, I promise you, if you buy the book and you read it, your answer will be in the book. But go ahead and we'll take the next couple calls when we come back from this short break.
You're a genius, Wet n Wild.
The Brainwash at Wet n Wild is the greatest new water ride in the history of civilization.
It was only an inner tube, but it felt like I was riding a comet.
Brainwash.
Honeymoon, Wet n Wild. The light show changed my life.
Another perfect day at Wet n Wild.
The path to enlightenment begins with brainwash.
Precious spring Wet n Wild.
It's like I was reborn in that funnel, man. It was totally cosmic.
Ride the brainwash all day long for only $29.95 plus tax, adult or child, with Florida ID.
Undoubtedly the greatest deal since the Louisiana Purchase.
Wet n Wild.
Go
to Wet n Wild.
Go to Wet n Wild
on International Drive, Orlando.
Sizzle into summer savings with a new outdoor kitchen or barbecue grill, or relax and revitalize with a new hot tub, all from Majors Home Improvement. For the past 10 years, Majors Home Improvement has been known for premium products, quality workmanship, and unsurpassed customer service. And now Majors Home Improvement is proud to offer even more ways to enjoy your home. Visit the new showroom in Tiger Point at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge to get the very best in hot tubs, patio furniture, and custom outdoor kitchens and gas and barbecue grills, including the ever popular Big Green Egg Smoker and Grill. Right now, get free delivery with your new hot tub or a free barbecue accessory package with your new gas or charcoal grill. Majors Home Improvement is still known for producing quality hurricane shutters, windows, sunrooms, and kitchen and bath remodeling. And now there are many more reasons to call or stop by. Sizzle into savings with Majors Home Improvement. Tiger Point in the Walmart parking lot or on Old Highway 90 in Milton for kitchens, shutters, sunrooms, windows, and so much more. Let Majors do it.
Thick, juicy pork chops stuffed with crawfish, shrimp, cornbread dressing, or sausage. Lip-smacking baby back ribs, too. Your grill will sizzle with ribeye steak, stuffed beef brisket, stuffed ribeyes, beef kebab, and tender bacon-wrapped filet mignon steaks. The famous turducken is not just for the holidays. Turducken sausage and turducken breasts are available year-round at Cajun Specialty Meats. Visit Cajun Specialty Meats on Heinberg Street behind McGuire's in Pensacola. Tonight, make it easy, make it delicious, make it Cajun Specialty Meats.
Now, back to your turn on 1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's talk radio. The phone lines are open, so call in and join the conversation at 623-1330.
All right, we are talking with Babe Buchanan. She is the author of The Extreme Makeover of Hillary Rodham Clinton. And if you want to learn more, if you want to, if you don't get a chance to ask Bay your question today, you can go ahead and maybe try and email her through www.teamtancredo.com. She's working on Tom Tancredo's run for president in 08. Or you can also reach out to her through the AmericanCause.org organization. Okay, go ahead, Bill. I'm sorry that I kept you on hold for so long, but go. Oh, Bob's on four. Who's on three? Okay, go ahead. It's your turn, Bob.
Hello, ladies. Hello.
I'm here.
Hi, Bay. Hi, Renee.
Hi there.
Bay, good showing this morning on C-SPAN's Washington Journal.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to know something personal. Do you have any other siblings besides your brother, Pat?
I have seven brothers and a sister.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you're a good Irish family, aren't you? Hey, I voted for your brother 7 years ago. Do you think he'll ever run again?
Pat, I don't think so. I think if he were going to run again, it might have been this year. But, you know, he did it a number of times. We really had excellent runs.
Yeah.
But, you know, it comes a time when I think you just move on to the next thing in your life.
I understand. Yeah. Now, concerning the Clintons, aren't they both like bookends? I mean, don't they suit each other well? They're both psychopaths.
There's no question neither of them have any integrity whatsoever. Do and say anything, just with total disregard to the truth, facts. It's astounding to me that they just move right along as if it's. I don't know how they do it, and I don't know how they get away with it. I know that if my brother Pat had made up stories like they had, there's no way we would have gotten anywhere close to as successful as he was.
No, they're psychopaths. People just don't see it. Thank you.
You know that he's the caller is absolutely correct. I mean, it is a. Her inability to tell the truth is chronic. It is chronic. It's not something like somebody said to me, their father used to say to them, you tell a lie when the truth will do. And that is Hillary.
All right, Bob, thank you for the call. Okay, go ahead, Jim. It's your turn.
Well, I get to talk to celebrity. I'd like to buy that book and read it.
You do have to buy it. It's a fabulous book. It's called The Extreme Makeover of Hillary Rodham Clinton. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Is fixing to happen. You know, when you had Nixon, he ran on the, he was going to end the Vietnam War. Then 4 years later, he didn't end it. He ran on it again. And I'm afraid the Clintons are going to run on it's the economy, Steve, because we can see the economy going down, although they do say the economy's good. But that looks like it's collapsing down here. And, they say we're better off than the rest of the country.
Jim, do you think and Babe, maybe you should answer this question. Will they run on the economy or will she run on the war issue?
Well, right now she's so all over the lot on the war, it's hard to, I don't know how she, I think she made a terrible mistake the other day, something they don't do often, because voting against funding, voting for defunding the troops and putting a deadline, that's not a popular position at all, and it does show that they'll cut and run, in essence. I think a strong campaign can be run against them. But I think the economy could play. This is what she constantly says. Renee, it's truly amazing. You know, she talks about, you know, our economy was so strong, and our administration, it's constantly our administration now. And this is what she's going to bring back. She's going to bring back the good times. She talks about a balanced budget, pay as you go. But it's not, does not supported by her votes. You know, it's one thing when the governor Clinton said these things, because he didn't have a voting record. He had some kind of a record, maybe increased taxes in Arkansas, and then he could give an explanation why he did so, and under certain circumstances he could make the sale. But this is a woman that has a, she has voted against every tax cut that's been brought up, every single one, and she votes almost continually, almost exclusively for every increase in government. And if she had her way, and had the kind of health care program that she wanted, plus the immigration bill she wanted, we'd be bankrupt in 20 years flat, just bankrupt. But there's no sense of responsibility. There's no need to explain herself. There's no one saying, you know, Hillary, by the way, Senator, you suggested we should pay as you go. How exactly would you pay for that monstrosity of an immigration bill that you supported last year, which was going to cost, you know, it was going to bankrupt the country in short order? What is your explanation? Nobody puts her to the task of explaining herself, and if they don't do that, she could slip through, and she could just slip through.
Well, I was just wondering about that, because, you know, it's, I can say the economy's going down, and even Jimmy Carter, as bad as it was, people could make a living. They're not going to be able to make a living now.
Mm-hmm. You're right, Jim. You're absolutely right.
Some tough days, there's no question, for millions of Americans. And the way,
you know, when I got married, I was making $60 a week, say $400 a year, wife going to college part-time. I ended up living down here on the water. Am I going to be able to retire down here? No.
Mm. No.
No, I can see that coming.
Yep.
And with all the entitlements that they put into place, and even more that they wanted to put into place, as you point out in the book, Bay, boy, we could all be in a lot worse shape,
Jim. And they're playing with the illegal aliens.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody should be impeached.
Yeah, she's got a chapter in here, Jim, that you might enjoy on that issue. It's called Queen of the Amnesties, and it talks all about that and the problems that could lie ahead for us. You're absolutely right, Jim.
It's a very, very tough times. They keep allowing these foreign workers into the country. The bill they just proposed invites, not only gives amnesty to all the 12 million that are here, it invites hundreds of thousands of new foreign workers into this country every year to compete with Americans for our jobs.
And you got gas going up.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the
jobs going overseas.
Well, no, down here in Florida, you know, we hit with the big insurance scam, which nobody arrests them.
and the property.
Don't even bring it up.
I hear you. All right, Jim. Well, we have to say goodbye to our guest.
I'll let
Jim,
you get some more callers. Huh?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Actually,
right.
I am going to finally release Miss Bay Buchanan. She has given us more than the time that we were allotted, and we are so appreciative of it.
Thank you, Renee. Thank you very much for having me on.
Well, thank you so much.
Giving me a chance to talk about it.
Yes, the book is called The Extreme Makeover of Hillary Rodham Clinton. And I'm going to throw out there, and I haven't done this before, but we've had such extreme interest and the lines just keep ringing, that, you know, if you're willing to, I'd like to have you come back maybe in a month or so. I'll give the readers an opportunity to read the book, because I think if they read the book, they'll have even more questions for you, Miss Buchanan. And so we may get back in touch with your publicist and see, you know, if the listeners out there, if you want me to have her come back on, you know how to get a hold of me, 623-1330. Let me know that you bought the book, that you read it, that you have more questions for Miss Buchanan, and we'll get her to come back. I'm sure she'll agree. So thank you, and we'll be right back after this short break. When we come back from this break, we're going to be talking about immigration, just an issue that Jim brought up, and it's something that's a hot topic today with everything going on Capitol Hill. So we are going to take a very short break and come back and talk about immigration reform and see if we can shed a little light on a bill that, at least to my knowledge, still has not made it out there yet, even on the internet. I have no idea how it is that they can vote for something we haven't seen. We'll be right back after this short break.